Randy Halberstadt at the piano, and music from Randy's album, Open Heart. And the tune, of course, was George Gershwin's The Man I Love. Nice arrangement here for the horns as well as piano, bass, and drums. Ben Thomas on vibes, Jay Thomas on trumpet, Mark Taylor, alto sax, David Marriott Jr. on trombone, with Randy Halberstadt at the piano, Chuck Dierdorf bass, and Adam Kessler at the drums. And The Man I Love, from Randy Halberstadt's album, Open Heart. Hello, I'm Jim Wilkie. Welcome to Jazz Northwest, our Sunday survey of the regional jazz scene. We were saddened to hear this last week of the passing of Jimmy Heath, great saxophonist and composer who had made several visits to Seattle on different occasions. He performed here with the Heath brothers. I remember doing an interview with Jimmy and Tootie and Percy Heath all here in the studio at one time. That was great fun. And also his appearances with the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra. First in 2001, I believe it was, when he appeared with the SRJO and played a number of his own compositions for Big Band. And then he was invited back a couple of times, and he wrote on commission from the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra, a new suite which was recorded by the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra with Jimmy Heath as soloist. The suite was in three movements titled The Endless Search, and just by very much of a chance, we played the first movement of the suite in the first program this month before Jimmy's passing. He's gone now, but let's hear the second and third parts of this suite. The second part, beautiful ballad featuring Jimmy Heath on soprano saxophone, is called Inside Your Heart. And then Where It Started, with solos by Jimmy Heath, Randy Halberstadt, Hadley Kallman, Jimmy Heath coming back again on tenor, David Marriott and Tom Marriott, trombone and trumpet respectively, Phil Sparks on bass, Clarence Acox on drums, all of them getting solo space in parts 2 and 3 of the Endless Search Suite, composed by, arranged by, and featuring as soloist Jimmy Heath.
Thank you. Thank you.
The Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra. I've forgotten how great this recording sounds. This, the last two movements, parts two and three of the Endless Search Suite, composed on commission by Jimmy Heath for the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra. Jimmy Heath was heard on soprano sax, and the other soloists in order, Randy Halberstadt at the piano, Hadley Kalaman on tenor saxophone, Jimmy Heath back again on tenor, David Marriott on trombone, Thomas Marriott trumpet, Phil Sparks bass, and Clarence Acox on drums, all featured as soloists in those last two movements from the Endless Search Suite composed by Jimmy Heath, Inside Your Heart and Where It Started. Beautiful stuff. Jazz Northwest comes your way every Sunday afternoon at this time. 88.5 KNKX connects you with Jazz Northwest and regional music. Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra is playing a concert this afternoon at the Kirkland Performance Center, a concert which is now in progress, and we'll bring you highlights from it later on, another week or so. Some other events going on today. Tim Kennedy, the pianist, is featured at Vito's tonight at 6. Tonight is the last night for the Steve Gadd Band playing at Demetrio's Jazz Alley. Monday night at Jazz Alley, there will be a sextet of musicians drawn from the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra with guest drummer Ignacio Baroa playing at Demetrio's Jazz Alley, presented by KNKX, one of a series of monthly concerts to be presented at Jazz Alley featuring Northwest jazz artists on the last Monday of each month. Coming up on Tuesday, Marina Albero and Louis Gallo performing at the North City Bistro, and a great organ trio that is rather unconventional in its sound and arrangements, but really beautiful playing by Peter Bernstein guitar, Larry Goldings on organ, and Bill Stewart at drums. They'll be at Demetrio's Jazz Alley on Tuesday and Wednesday. Also, Tuesday night, Jim Cutler Jazz Orchestra plays at the Royal Room, and there's the regular weekly jazz jam, which has been going on for years now, on Tuesday nights at the Owl and Thistle. That begins about 9:30. Matt Jorgensen's quintet will be playing at the Sylvia Center in Bellingham on Wednesday night. Bruce Fares and Overton Berry team up at the Royal Room, and Marco de Cavallo Trio will be playing at Vito's. McTuff and Trio Subtonic play at Nectar on Thursday night, Birch Pereira and the Gin Joints at the North City Bistro, Marina Albero's Trio at Vito's at 9 on Thursday. Friday, Hopscotch plays for Dancing at Third Place Commons at Lake Forest Park. That starts at 7:30. Adriano Giordano and Entre Mundos play at North City Bistro. Nate Omdahl Trio plays at Vito's at 9. And next Saturday, Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra tribute to Billie Holiday at Benaroya Hall. Two performances next Saturday, a matinee performance at 3 and an evening performance at 7:30. Also next Saturday, Brent Jensen and Chris Simer will play at Craft 19 in Sumner at 3 in the afternoon. And Greta Matassa's quintet with Alexei Nikolaev play at the Rockfish Grill in Anacortes next Saturday night. For more information about other good things to see and do, check out the KNKX calendar and a very complete jazz calendar at earshot.org. Speaking of Greta Matassa, here's music from her latest recordings, one of our favorites from last year, titled Portrait. Accompanied by Darren Clendenin here on piano, Greta Matassa singing a great Duke Ellington tune.
A song in blue, like a flower crying for all the dew that was my heart serenading you, a prelude to a kiss. If you hear a song that grows from my tender sentimental woes. That was my heart trying to compose a prelude to a kiss. Though it's just a simple melody with nothing fancy, nothing much, you could turn it to a symphony, a Schubert tune with a Gershwin touch. Oh, how my love song gently cries for the tenderness within your eyes. My love is a prelude that never dies. My prelude to a kiss.
Thank you. Half hour, you've been listening to Live Jazz from the Penthouse here on KING FM with the Eddie Davis, Eddie Lockjaw Davis, Johnny Griffin Quintet. Eddie and Johnny on tenors, Horace Parlin at the piano, Buddy Catlett on bass, Art Taylor at the drums. Music and facilities for this program provided by the Penthouse. Technical operation by Fred Stimson. This is Jim Wilkie speaking.
And that's the way it went on a warm June evening back in 1962 when those two great tenor saxophonists were playing at the Penthouse, which was located down at the corner of First and Cherry in Pioneer Square in Seattle. From a live broadcast in June of 1962, Johnny Griffin and Eddie Lockjaw Davis. Lockjaw was the first soloist there, I believe. Johnny Griffin the second. Lockjaw's tone is a little edgier. Johnny Griffin is just perhaps got a little shade on Lockjaw for velocity or notes per second. Horace Parlin at the piano, Buddy Catlett, Seattle's great bass player, and Art Taylor on drums. From the album Ow, Johnny Griffin and Eddie Lockjaw Davis live at the Penthouse. Before that, we were listening to a great Ellington tune. Oh, I didn't mention the title. Tickletoe, the extended piece, was by Lester Young, and Intermission Riff was the closing tune there. Greta Matassa heard just before that, doing a great Duke Ellington tune, Prelude to a Kiss, backed by Darren Clendenin on piano, Clipper Anderson bass, and Mark Ivester on drums from Greta's album Portrait. You're listening to Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KNKX, connecting you with the regional jazz scene. Next up, we're going to be listening to something from the Whitworth Jazz Ensemble 2019, directed by Dan Caberly. Dan Caberly has been leading the program for 30 years at Whitworth College in Spokane, and this represents the most recent recording by the band and a current edition of the band. This is an album titled Corner Pocket. The album, of course, includes that great Freddie Green tune, but I thought maybe we'd hear something a little less familiar. This is a composition by Bill Holman that opens up with the alto sax Andrew Peltonen and the rhythm section, and then a little later on the full band comes in. This is Bill Holman's tune, Of All Things. It's a contrafact based on Jerome Kern's All the Things You Are. The Whitworth Jazz Ensemble 2019, directed by Dan Caberly. Thank you. like a very solemn procession. That was the Portland-based trumpet player and composer and arranger Charlie Porter. Tim Gilson on bass and Alan Jones at the drums setting up that ongoing march beat. John Nastos played alto sax and soprano. David Evans, the tenor saxophonist. John Moak on trombone. Charlie Porter, trumpet. And his composition, Brown Study. This album begins with a solo piece and ends with one, and in between there are duos, trios, quartets, quintets, and this sextet, Brown Study, by Charlie Porter from his eponymously titled album. Before that was the Whitworth Jazz Ensemble 2019 from Spokane, directed by Dan Keberle. From their new album titled Corner Pocket, we heard a Bill Holman tune titled Of All Things, featuring Andrew Pelantonen on alto sax. Bill Holman's Of All Things, based on All the Things You Are. Wrapping up our Jazz Northwest for today, I'm Jim Wilkie. Hope you've enjoyed our music here. Remember, on Monday night, the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra Sextet will be playing the Northwest Jazz Monday, the first monthly session presented by KNKX at Demetrio's Jazz Alley. We have a podcast available of this program. If you missed part of it or would like to hear it again, go to our podcast at knkx.org or jazznw.org. It takes you directly to the page. You're listening to KNKX 88.5 Tacoma, Seattle, KPLI 90.1 Olympia, KVIX 89.3 Port Angeles, Victoria, KPLK 88.9 Cedro Woolley, and streaming all jazz worldwide at jazz24.org. Jazz, blues, and NPR News, 88.5 FM.